The Prairie School
Podcast Project.
Thank you so much for tuning in our first podcast of the 2019-2020 school year. For the podcast this year, third and fourth graders are going to keep you informed about some of the great projects that we are working on this year. First on the podcast are the students who attended the September meeting. Victor.
Amadeo.
Larkin.
Alex.
Brayden.
Tanya.
At the September meeting, we went to the Giving Garden and did some harvesting. We ended up harvesting
2 pounds of beets, 4 pounds of green beans, 4.5 pounds of peppers, 2 pounds of tomatoes, and 5.5 pounds of kale and Swiss chard.
Whoa, that's 18 pounds of food. That's equal to about how much a car tire weighs.
The green beans and tomatoes were given to Edible Schoolyard to use. The peppers were sent to our very own kitchen to be used here at the school. They ended up being used at the salad bar and in stuffed pepper soup. And the beets, Swiss chard, and kale went to a local food bank where they provided food to those in need.
What did you like most about harvesting in the garden?
I liked when I picked up the peppers.
I liked when I cut the kale.
I really enjoyed when we were picking the beans.
I liked harvesting the tomatoes.
I don't know. I liked all of it.
I liked the beans because it was like, on the beginning, it was like kind of sticky, but then on the end, it turned out not sticky at all.
They were big.
Yeah.
There were a lot.
Yeah. There were a lot of beans.
There's like 5 buckets.
Yeah, it definitely did seem like 5 buckets.
Next joining us are the students who joined us at the October meeting. Silvio.
No.
Olivia.
Iowa.
Cooper.
Tessa.
There were a few different jobs that kids had at this meeting. I helped with sorting the markers by tens.
I helped by painting the cardboard tubes to look like markers for each classroom.
I helped counting too. Also, we had this race to see who could collect the most markers, and we were going against teams.
I liked throwing the markers in the box because it was just like the ch sound. It was like really cool.
I was putting the markers in groups of tens.
I was on the same group as Isla, so I liked doing the same thing as her.
In total, we counted 1,689 markers since the end of last school year. That is 35.3 pounds of recycled plastic that will be kept out of landfills.
If you don't know about the Crayola Color Cycle Program, according to Crayola's website, Crayola is working together with schools across the United States and Canada to collect old markers and repurpose them with a goal of helping to protect the environment.
And don't forget that you can bring dried out markers from home to be recycled too. Any kind of markers are accepted.
A shout out to Mrs. White for helping to make the awesome huge marker that is now outside the primary school office where the classrooms can bring their old dried out markers.
We have some very exciting projects that we will be telling you about in later podcast episodes. Check back in February for the next podcast episode to find out our project with Habitat for Humanity.